Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
A very serious question for this audience to begin the program here today. We call What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Todd, the radio god, as he's known. We're live on 550 K-Fire, the mothership of the What's On Your Mind network, the voice of the Northern Plains, the nerve center of the Northern Plains. This is the place you turn 24-7 and find out what the heck is happening. We're also, of course, on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFT out of Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. Following very closely, obviously, the final days of the North Dakota legislative session, and a lightning bolt hit me last night, and some people will think this is a partisan statement, and that's why I say it's a serious question that I would like feedback from our very valued audience members. That if you believe what I'm about to say is too partisan, tell me. If you believe it's untrue, tell me. If you agree with it, tell me. But I've come to the conclusion that the Democratic, the Democratic leadership, I'm not going to put this on Democrats all throughout North Dakota and every corner of North Dakota. I'm specifically talking about your legislative leaders. And specifically Max Schneider, who is a nice guy. I've known Mac for a lot of years. He played at UND, was a Fighting Sioux football player. I mean, a good fella. But he is a political animal through and through. He is spending morning, noon, and night during the legislative session politically gaming everything. And I guess if you're Max Schneider and you have a very small minority, even the Democrats can meet in a phone booth practically in Bismarck, in the state capitol. They're not a large group. Maybe this is the best play, is to just, you know, look at every particular situation and say, how do we gain politically out of this? So here's what I think would be a somewhat controversial comment that I want your feedback on. I'm not sure the Democratic leadership in the state legislature wants to fix anything. I'm not sure they're there to get anything done. I think they are all about finding an angle in every vote, in every issue, that can be used as a political club at election time. Is that too harsh? Is that too strong? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Tell me. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 to tell me. You can email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our guests on the program today include Senator Dwight Cook, who chairs the Senate Finance and Tax Committee. They, last night, finished up their version of the oil tax reform. It's House Bill 1476. This is a historic change in how North Dakota taxes a significant industry, a $40 billion industry. And the Senate version is, how would I care? I would say it's less favorable towards the oil industry in that the tax is ultimately higher. For the long term, it's less favorable than what was proposed in the House version. Okay. On the other hand, it basically says, okay, we'll keep that low trigger price in for the end of this year, and we won't start till July 1. But it gets to a point that everybody was trying to get to, and that is a flatter tax and more certainty. Okay, so it's all right. It's not a great deal. It's all right. You know, it's better than 11.5% to be at 10%, right? On the other hand, they were going to be at 5% in about a month. So, you know, there's give and there's take. And, you know, it's okay. So that's the Senate version of that. We're going to find out. They also, by the way, put a trigger that goes up in this legislation. And if the oil price of oil stays at $90 for more than three months, it would go from 10% to 11%. So it actually raises taxes on the oil companies when prices are higher. The three affiliated tribes chair, Mark Fox, said in committee yesterday, this proposal right now in the Senate is something he supports and is better than the current law. So that's pretty significant. Support from the three affiliated tribes. Connie Triplett, a Democratic senator from Grand Forks, was in favor of this as well and received just, you know, a really, for all the talk we had earlier in the session of who needs protection from, you know, harassment, I think it's Democratic legislators who vote for Republican ideas, actually, that need special protection. Maybe start with them, and then you can get to different classes, since the Democrats are fond of special protection for all kinds of classes and every letter of the alphabet. They ought to start with members of their own caucus that side with, because what Max Schneider and more specifically George Sinner did to Connie Triplett is unforgivable. And it's what's led me to this opening monologue to really believe that, you know what, having Connie Triplett support this, a Democrat in committee, is very inconvenient when you're trying to game this politically. See, because you want to say not a single Democrat supported this. All this was a giveaway for the oil companies. Oh, you. So that's what you want to do. So I've really come to the conclusion that, and I'm going to tell Max Schneider this because I don't like saying things on the radio that I haven't said eyeball to somebody that are critical, this critical. But I'll be there tomorrow. Governor Dalrymple will be our guest in the program tomorrow. I'll have this conversation with Mac if he has a moment, and I'll just say you. Your actions lead me to believe you're not here to fix anything. You don't want to roll up your sleeves and fix anything. What you want to do is find the political angle. I'll go on a limb and say I believe that about Senate Bill 2279. I think that the Democrats have successfully used the, Republicans don't like gays, and they don't care if you discriminate against gays. And so they crafted a bill that was so just junk. In the way of it would have been a lawyer protection act, you know, a lawyer income protection act for how long, and not got away from the core issue of saying, look, if there's discrimination here, let's deal with that, let's fix that, instead added all these reasons that people could say you let them go or you wouldn't sell them something that was related to your sexual orientation, which is why it didn't pass. But maybe that's better for them because then they can use it like they've done in other races. Is that too strong? That's my question for you. Okay? A couple other guests that will join us, including Diana Beatles-Bacher of the North Dakota Soybean Council and also a terrorism expert. Good day for that, since we have an anti-terror mission in which some hostages were killed. Breaking news story on the international front we'll bring you as we go throughout the day today on the program. But Van Hipp actually has written a book called The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It, and he's visiting North Dakota. So we're going to chat with him. He'll be at the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota, a great place at UND this evening and tomorrow at Maxwell's in West Fargo at 2 o'clock. Lee and Bismarck, your first answer to my question on whether that's that too strong a commentary, your take.
I think in some respects, and I'm a very staunch Republican conservative. I mean, you know, and I would think that I don't think it's so staunch. I just think it's that you're hitting some very good points regarding the Democratic Party. But let me quickly jump over to the oil aspect. Now, in the Bismarck Tribune about 2 months ago, it said the North Dakota Petroleum Council that other than the four counties, that the cost per barrel to drill a well was around $68 a barrel. Now, I'm just quoting the Tribune, $68 a barrel. Now, you could not have any tax, nothing, and you're not going to have a person invest $68 a barrel to sell oil at $38 or $36. It doesn't matter if we got a tax at all. That doesn't do anything for those higher costs outside the four basic counties that are in North Dakota, that their cost is cheaper. But the rest of the counties are in that 65, 68 again. So, what I have a problem with is trying to tailor a trigger on a percentage basis for basically four counties. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. If you were an investor and somebody said, you give me $68 and I'm going to give you $38 back, how many wells do you think you're going to drill? You're not going to drill any of them.
Yeah, I think there's one error in your argument, Lee, and that is that, the cost is all over the map, right? I mean, every company is different, and I don't believe the North Dakota Petroleum Council said the average cost is 68 in those counties. I've never heard a number like that. I heard a lower number from Lynn Helms' shop, and that was sort of an aggregate, if you will, of a larger area. But every company is different, every area is different. And one of the benefits, by the way, of this low price environment is they're getting better all the time at bringing that price down all the time. You know, so
yeah. And as I've said in this conversation, it was in, you know, if somebody can Google Bismarck Tribune or something, I think it's like 2 months or something like. Somewhere around January when the price started dropping and those fringe areas started to get shut down, they said the drilling rigs, the concentration of the 90-some drilling rigs, are they principally in those four counties?
They are, yep, absolutely.
Counties,
yep,
you know,
yep.
They started doing, you know, dropping off Continental in that marginal area around the four counties.
Right. Yeah. No. I don't know the article you're talking about, but I think that number is high. But again, it depends on where it was at. Number one.
Right.
But let's finish this on the other side of the break because your point is still the same on what will spark additional drilling. No question about that. Hang on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com. YearOnCampus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, the Miracle Chair is coming to Williston. Your chance to try it free of charge and see for yourself this amazing ultimate luxury experience. See it online at miraclechair.net, miraclechair.net, or call Jerry Breyer at 701-746-9950. But better yet, come to the 2015 Home and Garden Show this weekend in Williston, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Raymond Family Community Center, all 3 days, and you'll see Jerry and his team, and the chair will be there, and you can relax and enjoy it. The zero-gravity concept's pretty amazing. It's a weightless sensation. It's like you're floating on air. Puts your body in a position that makes you feel weightless. And the benefits of zero gravity are too numerous to mention here, but they alleviate stress from the heart and refresh the muscles. You'll love it. While you're there, try that Prevail Slim Roast Coffee. They'll give you a free sample, too. It's coffee that helps you lose weight. I kid you not. Incredible. That's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Home and Garden Show in Williston at the Raymond Family Community Center. Look for the Miracle Chair booth and tell them Scott sent you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 reasons to buy gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We'll be right back.
20 past the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. On the run, stop by one of those PetroServe USA stores and get that great 4-for-4 special. Oh, is it great? Yeah, maybe if you're going to be up the Capitol today trying to figure out what the heck's going on with this oil tax, you can zip over to the PetroServe USA. You can't miss it, right in the shadow of the Capitol there, or in Mandan. Or, of course, as you head down I-94 eastward, you're going to find them Valley City. You're going to find them Castleton. You're going to find them West Fargo, and then just keep going on into Minnesota as well. They're up in Grafton now, too, and up in Midgie and Dilworth and Moorhead and a lot of places. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Okay, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to tell me what's on your mind today on the program. And I want your feedback on this. I've come to the conclusion, especially seeing the unbelievably vitriolic reaction directed from Senate leadership, George Sinner, Max Schneider, and others at Connie Triplett over her vote in favor of this Senate version of the oil tax reform, that, you know, I guess Democratic leaders aren't about fixing the problem. In this case, a complicated and uncertain tax revenue structure, a $40 billion industry that right now today doesn't know what their tax liability is going to be in 40 days. And so somebody said, yeah, this is no way to run a state, no way to you know, have an industry operate in a state that we as taxpayers rely on. So I think it's really more about the issue. And quite honestly, here, let me criticize Republicans before I go back to Lee here. Too many Republicans in that legislature worry about it, too. They're spooked by it. They're like, oh, they're gonna say we're giving sweetheart deals to the oil companies. Well, it's kind of hard to say it's a sweetheart deal when you got the lowest, you have the highest tax, rather, in the lower 48. How's that a sweetheart deal? For crying out loud. Far from it. And not to mention, when it goes to zero, the extraction tax to zero from the trigger, and you lose $5 billion from state coffers, how's that? How do you budget there? How do you know what's going to be there, what's not? 5 months to below 5509, and then it triggers this way, triggers that way. How about a flat tax? You know what it's going to be. It's defensible, very much so. And quite honestly, you know, votes in favor of the legislation last session that didn't pass were used by the Democrats. How'd that work out for them in the last legislative session? I think they're over. They tried to use that against Lonnie Lafine, and he, you know, Grand Forks, and he won big in a liberal city of North Dakota. Doesn't work. So I think people see through it is what I'm getting at. They know when you're just being partisan. And you're just gaining something politically. And if I were the Democrats, I'd probably do the same thing. So politically, I understand maybe it's okay because what else have they got? But it ought to be known. It ought to be written about. It ought to be reported on. They're not about fixing problems. They're not about tackling issues. They're about whatever they can get the best political soundbite talking points out of. Right or wrong, you tell me. So, Lee, I get where you're going with this. I don't think the number's right on the cost, but nonetheless, what's your point? Should we reform the oil tax or not?
Yeah, well, here's my point. I spent 19 years in that industry, okay? And here's the point that I'm trying to get at. When you take a blanket percentage of tax, apply all throughout, you know, the state of North Dakota, obviously, in western North Dakota, here's where I'm coming from. You have places like Mohall and Westhope and Botno where your production has always been around that 30 to 50 to 60 barrels. And you have so many fringe counties. And I absolutely agree with you about the costs is all over the place. So what bothers me a little bit is to having a blanket tax that's applied to everybody, regardless if you produce 1,000 barrels a day or somebody produces 50 barrels a day. And yet they employ three people in Westhope to service those wells. I mean, that's economic development for them, too, up in Crosby and things like this. This is the only thing that I just have a tough time grabbing around. And I've talked to a lot of my, and let's call it, take it like it is. I've got friends and Republicans, and I'm a conservative. I've said that. I'm trying to see if there's a little, we control the House and the Senate. So So if there's a little more way of being equitable on those fringe areas.
Okay, so when you say equitable, when you say equitable to the fringe areas, are you suggesting that that they get a more favorable tax treatment where it's more expensive to drill?
Yes, I say in order to treat everybody a little more fairly with this, you're absolutely correct. They used to have the stripper wells back in the 70s and 80s because those were marginal wells, but they produced income and had employees, service and wellers and that. But no, you're right on the money on that one. I think that's where the feedback comes back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think some sort of incentive to drill in those areas where it's more expensive.
You got a lot of little towns, electricians and stuff that need that.
They'll be fine when oil's at $90, but will it be back at 90? We don't know. We just don't know.
You can't walk on water.
It's an interesting question. Lee. Thanks for the call. By the way, we have some time at the Capitol tomorrow, so we'll float that idea a little bit and see what people think. Because I hear where you're going. I think the idea, though, is to get away from this. It's here, there, and this way, it's there, and just, okay, where is it at? We're going to flatten it out as best as possible. Evidently, I mentioned some breaking news on this. A U.S. counterterrorism operation that was targeted at an al-Qaeda compound back in January, we learned today, accidentally killed two innocent hostages, including one American. And the White House is disclosing this morning that two Americans, both al-Qaeda operatives, were also killed in that operation in the same region. An al-Qaeda leader, who was an American citizen, was also killed in the operation that killed the two innocent hostages. Another American who joined the al-Qaeda was also killed by U.S. forces in the region, likely in a separate counterterrorism operation. American officials at the time had no reason to believe either hostage was present when the raid was launched on a compound. Evidently, Afghanistan-Pakistan border region is where this happened. Analysis of all available information has led the intelligence community to judge with high confidence that the operation accidentally killed both hostages, said the White House press secretary in a statement. No words can fully express our regret over this terrible tragedy. One of the hostages killed in the operation, Warren Weinstein, an American held hostage by al-Qaeda since 2011. The other, Giovanni Laporto, was Italian and had been held by al-Qaeda since 2012. The president spoke about this morning, and the information on the killings had been classified until evidently President Obama directed officials to declassify the information and share it today. I'm a little confused by this, and I will say this. What is the date today? April 23rd, right? This happened in January. Let me ask you, if this incident had been successful and these hostages had been rescued, do you think we would have heard about it the second it happened? And would the president have been in the Rose Garden a day or two later with the hostages? And now the hostages are killed in the operation, and we're just finding out about it in April? Why is
Here
that?
He is. Now,
if there's a national security reason for it, I'm fine with that. But I would want to know why the most transparent administration in the history of Earth, according to them, kept us in the dark since January on this. Just call me crazy. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce barrel of fun chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What is on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? We ask the question every day because we want to know. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. Love bringing you newsmakers as well to answer questions on the news of the day. And next up, we have the chairman of the Senate Finance and Tax Committee, represents District 34. Senator Dwight Cook is back with us. Senator, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm just fine, Scott. Good morning.
Thanks for the time. Folks should know about Senator Cook. He has toiled long and hard to try to bring a little better fairness and flatten out North Dakota's oil tax for some time. And I know that this latest round started over in the House, and Al Carlson and certainly Craig Hedlund worked very hard on it, got it out there, got it voted on, and of course you got it in committee now as well. But you guys have all really worked hard on this, so I imagine it feels like, even though you got a little ways to go here yet, you're making some progress on an issue you've been working on for a very long time, does it?
Well, I said very long time, yeah. I think this is the third session in a row that this issue has been on our table. It's always been very controversial. It's very partisan. We managed to work through it. At least a few of us did. We sat down together and said, okay, what do we have to do to fix this and forget the R's and the D's that we have behind our name and just get this fixed right for the people of North Dakota. We've made some major changes to it. It's a great compromise, I believe, and I'm looking forward to getting this passed on the Senate floor this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Now it is a complicated tax system, largely because of these triggers and other things as well. But can you walk us through how the Senate version is different than what passed out of the House?
I can, yes. And first off, the triggers will be gone. The House version had kind of a trigger on the trigger. If the big trigger was to kick in on June 1, then this bill would become effective. And eliminate the trigger for a lower reduction or lower extraction tax. If the big trigger did not kick on, the House version of the bill, of which I was a sponsor of also, and Senator Wardner here, if that trigger did not kick on, the bill did not become law. I reached out to Senator Triplett from Grand Forks on the tax committee, very knowledgeable about taxes, and we sat down and started talking about what we agreed on. And the first thing is that this bill should not be triggered. This bill needed to be certain. It needed to have an effective date that was certain, and at that date, the triggers needed to be gone. And the date that we agreed on was January 1 of 2016. And so we both agreed that if the trigger kicked on, that the oil industry, which has been living underneath this tax policy, ought to be able to enjoy some benefits of that reduced extraction tax. They're laying rigs down out there. It would be, if they could take advantage of it, it would get things going again. And so we set, if the trigger does kick on with this bill, it will be on for 6 months. It will be on for 6 months, no more. It's gone then. And then instead of the 9.5% or the 4.5% extraction tax that was in the original bill, we raised it a percentage, now 5%. So it's we have a 5 and a 5, and theirs was at 4, excuse me, and now we have a 5 and a 5. So it'll be a 10% total tax, 5% reduction, 5% extraction.
Do I understand also there is a trigger on the high end that if oil reaches $90?
We did. We put a re-trigger, you might say, a reverse trigger on the high end. And I'll tell you, we were negotiating, of course, with the oil industry. They didn't get everything they want. We had the tribes here, and I think it's the tribes that really drove this issue, but that brought it back to the table here in the final days. But the tribes wanted a high-end reverse trigger. They wanted to go back to 11.5% if the price of oil stayed so high. We went to $90. If the price of oil goes above $90 a barrel, we will trigger down to 11% from 11.5%. That would be a 6% extraction tax.
And that is if it goes to $90 a barrel for over 3 months, is it?
For over three months. And then that $90 has an inflator on it, just like the triggers we're getting rid of too. So that over time could gradually go up or down, but that has an inflator on it. And if it ever goes below $90 for 3 months, the price of oil or the tax on the oil would go back down to 10%.
You mentioned at the top of this that the reason this has been very difficult over three sessions is because it's highly partisan and controversial. Tell me what you believe with Senator Triplett's support here in this effort, and also Chairman Fox and the tribe's efforts. That will mean in sort of nullifying some of that partisanship.
Well, I certainly hope it would, but you know, I don't know how to say this, but believe it or not, Republicans and Democrats, sometimes we get into this chamber and we're competitive people and we enjoy some things to fight over. We enjoy stepping into the boxing ring and having an issue where we can take swings at each other and hope that one wins. And it's unfortunate, but that's the nature of politics. I think that if you hate to see this, the ability to have this fight over oil tax go away, you're not going to like it. I don't care to keep stepping in the ring and fighting over things. I believe we're here to fix issues, put them to rest. Senator Triplett does also. And we sat down and we just found a solution. But it means we're not going to fight over it anymore. And I think it's good. That's what we are supposed to do, get along and do what's right for the state of North Dakota. To what degree people don't want to see that fight go away, you're going to see them fight today on the floor to kill the bill, I think.
Yeah, and I said that at the top of the show. I came to believe, especially over the treatment of Senator Triplett, I understand she's been threatened with the loss of some participation in some key committees and whatnot, and there was some berating of her in a caucus meeting that has been leaked out and reported by Senator Sinner, and I've come to believe, regretfully, that the Democratic leadership, at least in the state legislature, do not want to fix things. That it really is about preserving the issue, as you say, and having it as a way to you know, a club. Is that too strong to say that the leadership is more about a political angle and a political club than fixing things?
You know, that's that perception is I think the perception that somebody could arrive at. You know, I tend to think that too. We'll watch the debate, we'll watch the argument, but it's a lot easier to have a fight when it's a partisan vote straight up and down. You know, all the D's vote one way, all the R's vote another way. You start seeing some people work together, and it takes the real partisan bite out of the fight.
I think of Shirley Meyer, I think of David O'Connell. Those are a couple of Democrats that have long been fighting on your side on this issue. trying to get it done. And there seems to be sort of a shift in the guard, right? That's kind of the old guard where, hey, you know, you might not have a lot of allies there, but by golly, you're going to sit down and try and figure it out. Versus the new guard that's all about trying to have the soundbite and the politics of it, which is really kind of unfortunate to watch, in my mind. Go ahead, Senator.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, did Senator O'Connell get a chance to weigh in on this? Or, I can't remember if he's on the committee.
I've been talking to Senator O'Connell. He is, he's being tugged on. There's pressure on all of them to vote against the bill. There's pressure on all of them over that caucus to vote against it. I think they're pressuring Senator Triplett, Senator O'Connell. Chairman Fox from NHA Nation yesterday afternoon stood in front of us with tax committee one more time. I asked him point blank, would you like to see this bill fail or would you like to see this bill pass? He thought and he says, I would like to see the bill pass. That has to weigh heavily with Senator O'Connell. But I don't know where he's going to vote. Time will tell.
Yeah, so that's the next question. You have a vote at 1 o'clock on what the committee kicked out here. You've counted a lot of noses in your day in legislation that you're fond of coming out of committee. What's your prediction on what'll happen today?
Nobody changes their mind. It's going to pass.
Yeah, and what would make them change them? What would make them change their mind?
What would make them change their mind? I think as far as our caucus goes, they're pretty strong. I'm counting on two or three from the minority party caucus to support the bill. There's a lot of pressure on them to change their vote. We'll just see what happens. People change their vote often, and you just can't wonder why, but they do it.
We're chatting with Senator Dwight Cook, who is District 34 Republican, Senator from Mandan, and also chair of the Finance and Tax Committee. Here for a couple more minutes, talking about House Bill 1476 and the reforming the oil tax plan. Nick, what are you getting beyond the partisanship and everything else? Assuming it passes today, gets the governor signed. By the way, the differences between the House and Senate still have to work out, or how would that happen? Does the House have to vote on this again yet?
Yes, the House would have to vote on this again. I fully expect the House, if we pass this over here, over to them. From what I hear, they will concur and they'll have to vote it out one more time.
At that point, Senator, what will this mean? What will finally getting this done mean? I mean, it's obviously not a huge change in the bottom line for the industry, but there is certainty there. What do you think will be the outcome of this change?
Well, certainty is going to be the outcome. We're going to have certainty as far as our tax revenue goes. Right now, we have an effective tax rate that will swing anywhere from 6.1% to 11.15%. We're at 11.15 today. That's the highest it's ever been in the history. This big trigger kicks in. That effective tax rate could drop to 6.1%. And that's just strictly archaic to have a tax structure that can swing that far. So that'll go away. That's also important to the oil industry. They know what the tax policy is as they make boardroom decisions as to where to invest their money. Halliburton's out there right now. They're laying off people. They need to know where they're going to lay them off. Should they lay some off in North Dakota? Do they lay them off somewhere else? Things like this affect those decisions, those boardroom decisions that they have to make to consider, to be profitable, and that's why they're drilling for oil. So that's the biggest thing that this is going to do, is just bring certainty to the industry, and that's what it's all about.
An emailer says, ask Dwight why the Republicans worry about appeasing the Democrats when you already have and control both chambers.
Well, I think that's sound policy. Democrats, believe it or not, they have some good ideas. And Senator Triplett, as we sat down and talked like adults at the table, she brought up some very good points, and I agreed with her. And I said, we got to get this done. So it's working together is not bad. It's a good thing to do, and we're trying to do it here, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Senator, thanks for the update on the proposal. I know it's a busy time in the session. When are you going to get out of there? You're still going to be there Monday, or is it this weekend you'll be done?
I was always betting on 3 a.m. Sunday morning. I'm not making that bet anymore. We're coming back next week, I would think.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the update. Good to talk to you. You bet.
You have a good day, Scott.
You as well, Senator. Senator Dwight Cook, chair of the Senate Finance and Tax Committee. A lot of work on the 11th hour of the session being done on getting some good policy there, and they've done it right. Reuben in Jamestown has a question. We'll get to you when we come back. More of your calls welcome at 800-228-0550 right here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
The Miracle Chair is coming to Williston this weekend for the Home and Garden Show at the Raymond Family Community Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Miracle Chair is the state-of-the-art ultimate luxury experience you've heard us talking about right here on KTGO. It comes with zero gravity, which means it alleviates the stress on the heart, refreshes the muscles, promotes back health, and improves blood circulation. This works like you can't believe. 15 minutes in this chair and you're going to feel like a new person. You're absolutely going to love it. And it will be this weekend in Williston at the Miracle Chair booth, 2015 Home and Garden Show at the Raymond Family Community Center, Williston, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. While you're there, enjoy a free sample of Slim Roast, one of the most delicious and effective products of our time. A simple way to lose weight and feel great, too. I kid you not. Not just coffee. This is a delicious Italian dark roast with a powerful weight loss formula inside. Look for the Miracle Chair booth this weekend at the Home and Garden Show, Williston. And tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What did President Obama say about this botched hostage rescue operation back in January?
I want to express our grief and condolences to the families of two hostages. One American, Dr. Warren Weinstein, and an Italian, Giovanni Laporto, who were tragically killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation.
All right. Got condolences, and that's appropriate. We need some more answers on why we don't know more why it took from January till April to find out about this. However, I mean, accidents happen. These rescue operations are not fail-safe. I'm not going to spend time saying, oh, you should have, would have. You know, it happens. I just know that if the rescue effort had been successful, it would have been used politically by the administration, and now it was botched, and we hear about it in April when the incident happened in January. Did they make those families go, you know, did the families know? I just wonder. I have a lot of questions about this. More in the coming days. Reuben in Jamestown, thanks for waiting. You're on What's On Your Mind. How you doing today?
Okay, yes. How much per DAC are the oil companies paying our state for all the natural gas they're burning in the Bakken?
How much per?
Per DK, that's what your MDU bill shows.
Yeah, so you're asking what's the revenue on what they're flaring or what they're actually, what's being processed, do you mean?
Right, what they're flaring.
Well, I don't imagine they're paying anything on what they're flaring,
they're flaring enough to pay to heat all of North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Why are we as homeowners having to pay a cost of living increase because our senators and congressmen gave MDU a pay raise? And yet these guys, actually, they're burning. Isn't that their tax relief, you might say, this legislation that's trying to go through? Right there is their tax relief. They should be paying for everything that they're burning.
Well, no. I mean, you can't. I mean, nobody wants the flare to be burned. But the point is, you know, here's the analogy I use, Reuben, and tell me if I'm right or wrong. But if it costs me a couple $1 bills, collect $100 bills, then I'm going to go ahead and unfortunately have to waste a couple of the ones, to collect the 100s. That's what's going on when oil comes out of the ground and they have to flare some natural gas. Okay. Nobody wants to have it happen. It's a commodity. And look, if you can capture $100 bills and, not lose any ones, of course that's going to be your incentive. And we're getting better every single month all the time. We're also finding new ways to use that natural gas. The $4 billion plastics plant right now that is talking to a number of communities in North Dakota about whether they want to locate there and hire people and everything else. So there's a lot of good that's ultimately coming out of the natural gas thing, but the flaring thing is being fixed. I don't think you tax them on that. You do put a timeline on it, and right now there is. The industry has a timeline where they only get so much time before they have to actually provide a solution to the flare, otherwise they get fined and ultimately can't do it. So
there's a lot of gas generators that can use that natural gas, and then they can run the whole oil well without having to run pipelines and all of that stuff and wiring.
That's one solution, and they're being used in some places. Everybody does it a little differently, but I know folks that are in that business and love it and are doing it, but there's
now,
others
that do. We should force them to do it more, quicker, you know, because.
Well, I'm kind of fond of the way the America works versus Russia. First of all, you're a state-owned oil company, and then you force people to do things. I think they've got it about right in passing some regulations to, you know, speed it along. It's happening, but knowing that, look, we don't want to show off the oil production for the sake of the $1 bills, you know, so there's a solution at work here, Reuben. I don't think anybody's asleep at the switch at all. But I had trouble following how you connected to the tax policy. What's your ultimate beef here?
Well, I don't really know how that works because, you know, the way it's written up and that stuff. So,
well, yeah, the way it's
looking at the natural gas part of it that.
But you said something about NODAC, or not NODAC, but about MDU?
Yeah.
Your concern was MDU was raising the rates?
Well, our legislature last session raised MDU's rates that they could charge us, all the citizens of North Dakota.
And you're saying rather than allow that, what you would prefer is a speedier solution on the flaring situation.
Right.
That's what you're saying. I got it. Yeah, and I think it's, again, short of shutting off the $100 bills, collection for the sake of the $1 bills, I think they've got it about right. But I hear what you're saying and appreciate the input and the comment today. And I actually don't remember what the legislature did related to MDU, but I can do a little digging there and see if we can't connect those dots. So I appreciate it. Need to get a word in here for our friends at High Plains Apache. Busy bunch of folks there. And by the way, there's some great financing deals right now. So if you're looking for a new Apache sprayer, used Apache sprayer, and want to finance them with some very, I'd call it a sweetheart rate is what I would. I mean, these are low, low, low interest financing. Great deals. A couple self-propelled sprayers right now as well that you can check out. And if you go to HighPlainsApache.com, you'll see the new stuff, all the latest bells and whistles on those great Apache sprayers, some new, some used as well. And, of course, that ET Ag Center with everything you need on all the ag application parts, the nozzles and any kind of ag application part you need, they have it. Call them at 663-2375 in Mandan or stop and see them. Fargo 2 just south of Frontier, High Plains Apache.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal, but hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.